This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
That's my girl, Brittany. She's Hi. In the house as well. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. You want to get your car running better, running faster? Go to sdcarb.com. And if you have a BMW, a Mini, or a Porsche, Black Forest Motorsports is where I recommend. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. 40 years experience. Nobody does Porsche, Mini, and BMW like Black Forest Motorsports. All right, did an interview with Matt Hagan. He is an NHRA top funny car driver for Mopar. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Hey, guess what? I got Matt Hagan on the line. He is the Mopar Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat funny car driver. And you talk about wrestling a steer. Matt, is that car as difficult to handle as it looks?
I tell you what, you know, I mean, my team makes it look so easy for me, you know. I mean, fuel funny cars are just, you know, obviously some of the most intense machineries on the planet Earth. That, you know, you're 330 miles an hour in under 4 seconds, and it just you know, everybody asks me, like, why are you out of breath when you do an interview? And it's just like your adrenaline's pumping and everything else. But I'll say this, man, my guys on that Mopar team, they really put a great race car underneath me. They work really hard to make sure that I'm safe and, you know, I'm going fast and turning wind lights on. And you know, we just got a really great race car right now.
So I have to ask, you know, in almost every form of motorsport, including NHRA, most of the drivers are 5'7", 5'8", 150, 160 pounds. You're a whopping 6'1", 225 pounds of solid muscle. Do funny cars have a weight classification? Do you have to add weight or take weight away?
Well, I figure if this funny car stuff don't work out, I could maybe be a pro wrestler or something like that. It's you know, I get asked that a lot, you know, and I've won 30 some races now and you know, set, I think, 16 world records and, you know, won a couple championships. And it truly, you know, we make so much power, man. I've never had a crew chief come back and was like, well, they ain't got no more power and, you know, we're all out, you know, good luck, you know. And I think that, you know, with a naturally aspirated machine like a pro stock car or something like that, you are at a disadvantage being my size. But with me, I sit over top of that rear end. So when we spool it up and launch from the starting line, that weight transfers over top of that rear end. So it kind of plants the tire a little harder. So crew chief can kind of wick it up a little bit more. And, you know, just, you know, I get away with it because of the power we make, you know, and I think that goes a long ways.
So it sounds like it's a little bit of a bonus, but does NHRA have a weight classification? I mean, a weight?
Well, they have a minimum. So 2,600, I think, or 2,575, I think it is. And we're usually like 2,650 or something like that, even though Don spends a lot of money on titanium and everything else. But, you know, it just really has never been an issue in the last 13 years that I've been driving a fuel funny car. You know, I mean, you talk to a crew chief, he'll tell you different. But at the end of the day, most of my teammates that are 110 pounds or 120 pounds or whatever it may be, you know, we sure outrun them. So my crew chief's doing something awful right.
Well, and I got to tell you, if I was doing what you're doing, I'd want to be 6'1", 225 pounds, because the G-forces alone, taking off and stopping. A lot of people don't realize the amount of G-forces you have to go through when that chute comes out. I mean, that's like slamming you up against the wall.
It's truly intense, man. I mean, that's really why I drive these things. I mean, I'm very, very blessed to be in a great race car that's very safe. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you put your mouthpiece in and you pull your helmet on and you just never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, we won the weekend before last and, you know, it blew it up in the final. And, you know, I mean, it's stuff like that makes Sports Center and stuff. You know what I mean? Just it truly, you don't know what's coming when you drive on these fuel funny cars. So the G-force and the negative G's. We pull more negative G's than we do positive. And that's, you know, they're trying to, you know, like even Del Wersham came out with a little deal where he was trying to throw three shoots out there, like a small one and then two big ones, because they hit so hard that, you know, that you have to worry about your retinas detaching and stuff, you know. And so I know that sounds crazy, but there has been guys that have issues with that in the past. And so, you know, just little things here and there that, you know, but these cars are so extreme. And I think that's what makes our sport so awesome. I mean, when you come to a race in NHRA, you walk away going like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize this was like this. You know, I mean, TV just doesn't do the justice that it's deserved. We're glad to be on TV and we love to promote our sponsors that way. But when you come to a race, it is truly an amazing event and feeling. And you walk away going like, how is that possible? How did the ground shake that hard and make every organ in your body vibrate? You know, so, and we get to ride those pieces of machinery on the weekend, man. There's 7 billion people in the world. And, you know, you're strapped to this fire breathing Mopar, you know, 11,000 horsepower, you know, motor. And there's probably 75 of us in the world that get to do that. So think about what an elite group that is.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. So I'm looking at your profile, and you did something that was always on my bucket list. You drove a monster truck. Who gave you that opportunity?
Well, you know, we have a lot of different opportunities. We're very diversified out here with my family and our companies and stuff. We got like 42 companies, and we've been, I guess, a Dodge dealer now for over 40 years or something like that, 41 years. And so we also own racetracks and different things like that. So we put on this monster truck show event, and this guy that runs a Virginia Giant monster truck, his name's Deal, he's like, you know what, man, you know, you guys have been supporting us. So he's like, why don't you come out here and crush some cars and have some fun? And I was like, brother, you don't have to ask twice, you know. So, you know, it happened through us being, you know, with some of our other business stuff and different things like that. But it was just such a great opportunity. I was just like, bro, just turn the rear steer off of this thing so I don't wreck your truck and let's go. You know what I mean? So it was such a cool deal. I mean, and I was really surprised how great the suspension were on those cars when you're crushing stuff and jumping over stuff and you're driving it from the floorboard more than you are out the windshield.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I'm 74 years old, and I keep telling everybody I'm going to hook up with Dennis Anderson, have him build me a truck, sponsor it by AARP, and go out there and kick some serious butt.
I like it, man. Like, that's what dreams are built on, brother. Just, you know, the desires to do that stuff. But it was a great experience. I mean, I've drove drag boats and jumped out of planes and all kinds of different things, you name it. I mean, I realized really quick that I was not going to be in NASCAR in any way, shape, or form. After about the fourth late model I wrecked, my dad was kind of like, you know, kid, this probably isn't for you, you know. So it's let's try to go somewhere. Let's go straight, you know. So it just, you know, if it's got a wheel, I've been blessed to be able to kind of jump in it and give it a try. I'm not saying I'm the best at anything, but, you know, I'm not afraid to give it a go. But, you know, it's one of those things where the fuel funny car, there's just never been a replacement for that horsepower and that instant adrenaline that you get from that car right there.
Yeah, well, I am not jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But I have to tell you, have you bought the 50th anniversary, either the Scat Pack? I just got out. I get a new car every week, and I just had the Frostbite Blue Scat Pack for a week. And they almost had pull that thing out of my hands. And everybody says, well, what about the Demon? What about the Hellcat? I go, you know what? For everyday driving, that Scat Pack with the small Hemi motor in it gave me everything I
need
and then some.
Yes, sir. Now, you know, that's what I've really, you know, kind of been. I got thrown in here with DSR, and we were trying to find sponsors and do different things, and they aligned me with this Mopar brand. And you know, Mopar has done such a great job of keep it genuine back to the muscle cars and the raw horsepower. And, you know, that their brand grew my brand as much as anything. And, you know, so I was really like, you know, kind of hit the ground running when we had a sponsorship with them. And then just to see the love that the fans have, I mean, the Mopar tattoos on their neck and just all the cars they buy and all they just really love the brand and they love the power and the muscle car, the old school stuff. And you know, it's really been cool to see that Mopar has stayed true to its core and, you know, and they're in drag racing. You know, there's a lot of other places they probably could be, but they're stepped in and stayed in the NHRA and, you know, and there's a place and a home here for them. And it's because of performance and power and just straight up, you know, that muscle car feel, you know?
Well, it doesn't hurt that NHRA takes better care of their fans than any other motorsport out there. And that's hands down. Maybe not as much as short track racing or short or your small drag strips, but when it comes to the big boys, nobody takes better care of you, folks. And if you've never been to an NHRA event, it has to be on your bucket list. And whatever you're sitting in the stands and you're hanging on to, do not set it down. Because when Matt takes off, whatever's on there on your chair next to you, it'll be gone. Matt, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day. I look forward to following you. I've been following you since you started, and you are truly my man. And you keep those Mopars running, and we will definitely be talking down the road.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate you being on the show, and thanks for all your listeners that listen. And, you know, one thing I always like to kind of end with is it really is about your listeners and the fans out here that do go out and buy the parts and the pieces and the Mopars and all the oil that we pour in these cars and stuff like that. It's, you know, without your listeners and the viewerships, and we can't get it done. I mean, they support what we do to be able to, you know, put on a great show for when these fans come to the track. So just wanted to say thank you for the time, and also thank your fans and listeners for, you know, going out here and being a part of what, you know, makes it happen for us.
Our pleasure, man. Our pleasure. When you come back to Pomona, I'll come bang on your trailer and we'll sit and chat.
That sounds like a plan, brother. But maybe we can have a cold one, too.
Ah, you're right there with me. All right, take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford. We're nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New, used, service, fleet, makes no difference. Any direction you go at El Cajon Ford, you'll be treated like family. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. They have such a great relationship with Ford Motor Company. Their inventory is massive. It's getting whittled down because more and more people are going in. But if you're looking for anything Ford, check these boys out. And they're a big, big supporter of Barona Speedway right up there on Wildcat Canyon Road. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. So we got Dirt Dude on the line. How's it going, bud?
Going pretty good. Just enjoying the heat. How about you guys?
Oh, well, we're sitting here with our 2995 rotating fan. Brittany's lost 3 pounds. I've lost 5. But other than that, we're doing hunky. In fact, I bought a portable AC unit, but it'll probably take 8 months to get, but that's another story.
Yeah, it's
might as well just be watching Sweat into the Oldies by watching reruns on TV.
Ain't that the truth? You're not watching NASCAR?
Oh, no.
You don't like watching them go round and round and round and round and round and round and round?
I'm not an asphalt person. It's just kind of, boring.
I know.
If it's a dirt race, yeah.
That's awesome. You'll definitely want to stay on for the next segment. We've got a young lady that's going to go, her and her dad, I think, going to go on a dirt excursion.
6 days, 6 tracks.
6 days, 6 tracks in a...
Modified, right?
Modified.
I think so.
So...
She was running super stock and then a pure stock. She came up to our track a couple times and ran pure stock, but she's mostly in Paris area. So she's a good girl.
I didn't say her name. How would you know who that is?
Because I know who she is.
That's good.
Yeah, she's a great person, and she's great for the sport, and we're going to wish her all the luck.
And a recent graduate.
Yes.
Sort of, if you can call that a graduating this year.
Yeah,
hey, Dirt Dude, was your daughter? Did she celebrate a birthday?
Yep, just turned 21.
Yeah, talking about great girls.
You have a 21-year-old
at UCSD.
Yes,
he's got a good one.
A what?
My doctor to be.
What kind of doctor?
I can't remember what it is. Children cancer. I can't.
It's one of these kind that wear a white coat.
Yeah.
Oncologist, pediatric oncologist is what she wants to be. So she's got a major in chemistry and
easy
stuff.
Like
that.
Jeez,
I know,
guess,
right?
I guess the smarts kind of came from mom.
She took all of them. I'm glad she has them.
Jeez.
I don't do good with that.
So you don't have to do any homeschooling, huh?
No.
Can you imagine if you had to do homeschooling?
I barely spell my name.
Ah, you and me both. So any more practices coming up out the track in the near future? Have you heard?
I haven't heard anything. I don't know. I thought Todd would be calling in and giving you guys an update on what he knew. I haven't heard anything from him yet.
Yeah, wasn't the speculation a possible race at the end of the month, the 29th of August? I thought that's what he said to us.
Oh,
22nd.
Well, we're still a couple weeks out. We're still a couple weeks out, so anything could happen.
We have one scheduled for the 8th and the 22nd this month. And
I doubt the 8th is happening.
Yeah, the 8th probably won't, but maybe the 22nd.
So we're hoping maybe we can go to a spectatorless race and just have the drivers and crew guys show up and see if we can do something like that.
Not unless you charge the drivers $1,000 a car.
Shh, don't give them that idea.
No, because, I mean, without spectators, it's really hard to make
ends meet. But I remember Todd did say that, though, that he would try it and see if it worked.
Yeah.
He's hoping to pick up a couple of sponsors that might help out and, you know, see what we can do. I mean, we got to be able to try and get something going, open up the grandstands for pit people, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. But then what we're going to open up, but that's all waiting to see.
Yeah.
Encourage all the crew to buy hamburgers because that's going to be open.
Yeah, yeah.
Wear your mask, social distancing, get on the track and have fun.
Right, exactly. Well, and most of the crews that come out there are family.
Yeah.
Really, when you come right down to it. I mean, sure, there's a few people that aren't related, but they've been staying with each other, working on race cars and doing things anyway.
Yeah, they all been working together for at least the past couple months I know of.
You're right.
Putting cars together, and there's usually more than one team. I know there's a couple of teams that have like three or four cars.
Exactly. So what you do is you take temperatures when they come in, and as long as everybody's got a normal temp, then you let them in, and you tell them when they're not eating, wear your mask, and social distance in the stands. I mean, there's nothing else you could do.
I won't see you if I get COVID release forms and see what you can do.
Well, there's that too. Yeah, because it's...
I know the Orange Show ran last night, and three of our drivers in our street stocks went up there, and I think a couple of our ponies and a hornet went up there out of our track.
Oh, that's right. Cool. I did see that on Facebook. I didn't hear how they did, though.
I think the one hornet didn't do too bad. Just was doing okay, and then forgot what he was doing. Ended up going to the back and finished like 9th, I think. John Isabella was out of town. He went to Prump.
Yeah, he went to Perump. Yeah.
They finished second in their heat, both of them, and they both took home main event wins.
Wow.
So congratulations, John Isabella and his kid having a good weekend.
Absolutely. I haven't had him on the show in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
He's got a mini-me racing now. His son.
A mini-me?
Uh-huh, a little mini-dwarf.
Is that what we call it?
His son.
Aw, it's so cute.
His son knows every driver, first and last name, of the dwarf division. It's actually pretty cute.
Yeah, sounds like it's your son. It could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So half the drivers could be my son's age.
Well, there's that too. I wasn't going to go there. I was trying to be nice.
Peppers, Brittany, if you're making them spicy peppers, you're not going to be able to catch anyone with that.
Yeah.
Spicy peppers.
Yes. We grow ghost
peppers right. Steve
and scorpions
does.
And the chocolate seven pot. And yeah.
Yeah. Is it hot?
That's really hot.
I don't do spicy hot.
Okay. I won't make you any then.
No. Do you do that? Do you eat spicy hot? Dirt dude?
No.
Okay. No.
You're a wuss
Taco
just like
Taco Bell hot sauce is mine.
That's what he said. That's right. That was his reply on Facebook.
That is sick.
No, this stuff will make your nose run and sweat.
And everything else run.
Yeah, and then maybe the next day, yeah.
No, thank you. No. I never understood that because it destroys your taste buds and you can't taste anything else.
No, it's... I've worked on it. I'm refining.
That's another... right.
It's a good hot.
How many people have you dropped in the dirt before you got it down to where you
want? Nobody that I know of.
Anybody you haven't seen in a while?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... You know, like I said, it's got to the point now where with no racing, we're talking hot peppers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's got to tell you there's a problem. Isn't that a medical condition? Get your daughter to get on the show and see if there's something wrong with us because we're talking hot peppers, for goodness sake.
Well, I think it's more of a psychological issue.
Tell me about it. Let me tell you, it's just crazy. But again, you know, you can see people are really getting antsy. And like you said, racetracks are starting to, you know, figure out ways to make it happen. And they're, I'm not saying they're pushing the envelope, but they're getting real close to it, you know. And it's not because
you're gonna have
of
to
money.
Develop everything when you try and get trying to open with everything that's going on.
Yeah,
so.
And it's not a finance. It's not a financial thing. It's just like what Brittany was talking about when she came in earlier. You know, she says it's like I have this need for adrenaline and I don't get it, and it affects me.
It does. Yeah.
And I think that. And I don't think it's just her. I think anybody that races has that need. So that's why you hear these doctors saying that. This pandemic, even though it makes you ill, but it can also psychologically whack you out a little bit.
Yeah, people are using that as an argument
to
go back to school.
Shorter tempers. I think people have shorter tempers. And I got to tell you, we don't even need a racetrack anymore. Just watch the guys and girls out on the freeway.
I know. On my little road trip yesterday, it was unbelievable how many people were passing me.
Doing 80, 90, 100.
Yeah.
You know, I'm driving a car that I can embarrass every one of them, and they're blowing by me like I'm in a parking lot in cars that they shouldn't be doing that. It's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. I had a Kia on my tail.
On your Corvette?
On my Corvette.
Tail.
I've got a 2020 Corvette. This guy was on my butt. So I decided, well, I can either put my foot to the headlight and melt the paint off the hood of his car or pull over. So I pulled over.
Wow.
That's a new 2020, right? Is that the mid-engine?
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful dirt, dude. I've never raved over a Corvette like this.
I already sent a note to Corvette, Chevrolet saying, due to difficulties above my control, I'm not able to return this vehicle. So I don't think that's
going to start making payments right now.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. It's that.
And I don't think you're not even getting the full advantage of that because it takes.
No.
After like 10,000 or 20,000, doesn't finally release the governor on it?
No, that's 500 miles.
Well, after 500 miles,
this one's got 4,000 of probably very hard press car miles on it. Now, I haven't done anything to hurt it, to be honest with you. I have enjoyed it. I did take it over to Dave Arce's and, he took it out and came back, and I've never seen anybody shake. I mean, he literally was shaking. And this guy drives, you know.
He's around race cars all the time.
Yeah, and he drives.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He drives a modified.
A living, yeah.
And for him to come back, and he said, oh, my goodness. All right. Well, hey, your time's up, so go back out. Do you have air conditioning on?
Yeah, but I'm working around the house today.
All right.
Water stuff.
There
you go. Figure things out. So, yeah, as soon as I find something out, I'll let you know, or we'll have
Please
be calling in and let you know.
We look forward to it, my friend. Take care, and we will be talking to you, and happy birthday to your daughter.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good
Bye.
One.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, the fastest half-mile dirt track, as far as I know, on the West Coast. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com to stay on top of their calendar and their message board on Facebook, and they will let you know the minute the gates are open. But in the meantime, we have a young lady that is making Brittany just envious as can be, and that would be Melissa Smith. Melissa, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, Alyssa. I messed up your name. Sorry about that. So I hear you're going to go play in the dirt.
Yeah, girl.
Yes. We're going on a week-long tour in California.
Brittany wants to bring her dwarf car and just put it in the back of your trailer. She said you won't even notice it.
It's small enough.
You're right.
See?
I'm a fan of Alyssa. I saw her race up at Paris, but I think you were in some sort of stock car a couple of years ago.
Yeah, last year I raced a street stock.
Yeah.
So this is my season and I modified.
You kicked tail, man.
So what prompted you to jump from a probably a little bit of an underpowered car to this Gorilla?
Modifieds have always kind of been my end goal, but I figured it was time to move up because I felt like the longer I stayed in street stocks, it would hold me back. So I'm getting older, so I feel like modifieds would help me in the end.
And how old are you?
18 or
I know
something.
You don't ask girls that question,
when
but
that
how
young.
Old are you?
I just turned 18 a couple months ago.
Oh, I'll send you the AARP card so that you'll be all ready with benefits. 18? Goodness.
That's a perfect age to start in a modified.
I know. So have you had any seat time? Have you had a chance? Where have you been practicing?
We've actually raced. I'm here with my dad right now. We've actually raced like 7 races already.
Oh, okay.
We've been racing a lot in Arizona and stuff. Just any tracks that are open right now?
Sure.
I love she says we because you are racing your father, aren't you? You're out at the track at the same time?
Yes, we are.
That's awesome.
But he's driving too? Another car?
Yes.
How many times have you beat him?
Not yet.
But you're working on it.
Not yet.
Yeah, hopefully soon, but...
That's awesome. You guys could talk track conditions and setup for like the exact same.
Now, does he work on your car as well, or does he just work on his own?
No, he works on my car too, but he's trying to teach me everything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the more you know about that car, the better driver you are when you can communicate with your crew chief and tell him what the car is doing or what it's not doing or what do you think it needs to be done to make it better. Because I'm sure your driving style is totally different than your dad's, wouldn't you say?
A lot of people have said that we drive a lot different, but there's some times where we drive alike.
What's the biggest difference jumping up to the modified? Just the power?
The power and just... Honestly, a lot. Like, everything, when I jumped into modified, pretty much everything was different in my eyes. And from the drivers on the track are way better to the car itself, just everything.
Wow. Kind of like going from a little prop airplane to a jet. I got to tell you, you should see Brittany's face. She's so envious.
I'm happy for her.
Oh, I know, but you're also envious because you told me off air how bad you want to go racing.
That is true. So she has 6 different tracks in 6 days. And where do you start? Are you starting up in Placerville? How far north?
Yes, we are. We're starting up in Placerville and then ending in Bakersfield.
I haven't raced Placerville, but my teammates have, and they love it. Have you raced Placerville?
No, I haven't.
I've heard good things about that track.
So out of the 6 tracks that you're going to, have you been on any of them yet?
I've raced Bakersfield once, and that's it.
Wow. So 5 brand new tracks.
That's awesome. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you're going all the way north and then just working your way back?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you going to be doing anything social media or something so people can kind of follow you?
I post a lot on my Facebook, which is Facebook's mostly racing. So that's normally where I post everything, where we're at, how me and my dad finish and stuff like that. That's probably where my updates are.
I think dad won recently. Was that Bakersfield?
Yes, that was last weekend.
Yeah, and you did well too. You moved up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So maybe, let's see, what day are you coming back next week?
It starts the 10th and then it ends on the 15th.
Oh, okay. So you'll be back next Sunday, huh?
Yes.
Maybe we'll have you call in and kind of give us a recap of the 6 races. And the reason I would like to do this for you is so that you could take the show and then send it to all your sponsors. Because before you go off air, we're going to talk to you about who are the folks that not only help you get to the track, but your dad as well.
Yeah, for sure. That'll definitely... My sponsors will appreciate that.
Absolutely. So what color is your car since you moved to a new car?
Same colors, of course. It's pink on there and then black and white.
Yeah.
Number 31 still?
31A.
31.
My dad's 31 also.
All right. What color is his car?
Me and him have the exact same wrap, but his is yellow instead of pink.
Good. I don't blame him. So... What for people that don't know what kind of car you're driving, what engine do you have in it?
It's a crate. Perfect. It's a 604 crate.
604. And what did you have in the enough. Other car? What did you have in the other car?
A 350.
Yeah. Just a tad bit of difference. So how hard was the transition? I think Brittany's touched on it, but how hard was that transition from going from one car to the next? Was it a big transition, or did you take it like duck to water?
No, it's really difficult. It's still struggling. I mean, there's times where it's definitely tough, but every race, more seat time is
right.
It's clicking slowly, but there's still a ton to learn.
Yeah. Both cars have power steering?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany's saving up her pennies. She wants to put power steering on her.
I think it'll help.
On her little dwarf car.
For my little arms.
Yeah, her little chicken arms. Well, so let's talk about your sponsors. Who's on your car?
Well, most of all, my mom and dad, they do everything. And then Tom's Fabrication, Communication Innovation, which is huge. Morton Construction and Inland Rigging. CMS Metal. S&S Racing and Houghton Motorsports.
Does Inland Racing or Inland Empire, do they just sponsor every car on the planet? Because every time we interview somebody, Inland Rigging is on somebody's car. What a great
yeah,
bunch of people.
I love racing.
Yeah, Inland Rigging is a part of a lot, but they're into all types of racing. They're into a lot of things.
Yeah.
Super cool.
And it's so cool that they give back. I mean, it really, really is. So who's been with you the longest? Besides your mom and dad.
Communication Innovation has been with me for a long time, and CMS have been with me for a long time. Morton has been there quite a bit, but... And Inlish, I didn't mention it before, but Inlish Motorsports was also one that helped me out here and there.
All right. That is absolutely awesome. Well, like I said, yeah. Once you get a break in the season, because where are you based at? Where do you live?
Norco, California.
Okay. So maybe get you and your dad load up the cars and come down sometime to KUSI. I think I had you on once before. I'd love to do it again. Because your sponsors love that stuff, you know, when you can get them some TV time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You'll have to come back down to Barona when it opens.
Yeah.
Race on a Saturday and be on KUSI.
Do they run modifieds?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Barona?
Yes, I've been there multiple times, actually.
Yeah, in the stock car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pure stock and when I race the pure stock.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting your modified on that little tiny track?
It is a small one. Well, you've done Ventura, yeah. Right? Alyssa, have you been on Ventura track?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ventura. That's a little one.
Yeah, that's
a little one. So she can handle Barona, no problem.
Yeah.
I love Ventura.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that. I have yet to find anybody that doesn't like Ventura. And I'm talking from Kyle Larson all the way down the ladder. They just love that track.
Yeah, we're hoping all of them open soon, especially Paris.
Ugh.
We've been out at Paris a few times practicing, but I'm ready to race on my home track.
I know.
Yeah.
We're all, you know.
I bet.
I used to complain about driving from Alpine to Paris because it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Now I don't care.
The fans are going to love seeing her flying in that modified.
Well, no, I can't wait for them to see it. So who's on your dad's car? Do you know? I mean, I know it's kind of hard to ask you because that's not you. It's his car, but just to throw some love their way.
Honestly, they're all the same. Everyone that helped me out, him out. So they've kind of taken us both in as a team. So we appreciate that a lot.
Right?
That is huge. That is so huge. Well, I tell you what, I love following you around, and you do a great job on social media, and I think that's important to your fans, especially right now with this pandemic, you know, putting a real crunch on motorsports.
Well, even a little personal with her, graduation senior stuff kind of got pushed to the wayside, but I can't help but think, is anyone else she graduated with doing anything better than racing a modified?
No.
Like, so you lost some things, but I think you're making up for it. Racing a modified with your dad. Really, who's doing something better than that you graduated with?
Right.
I love it.
That's
so
pretty cool.
So with that being said, now that you've graduated, are you going to continue on with education? Are you going to go to work? What's the future?
I actually have a job right now. I work at Leitner Designs, but I am planning on going to college, but it's kind of all got stopped right now.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get through the year, and then hopefully by the beginning of next year, I'll be able to start college and get going again.
So Leitner Design, what kind of a company is that? I got a feeling it's got to be motorsports related.
It's like truck bed racks and stuff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You're probably a salesperson.
I work in like a warehouse, so I put together stuff and assemble and.
Sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
And they know you race?
Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, they're very supportive about it.
Nice. Are they sponsoring your car yet?
Say that again?
Are they sponsoring your car?
No, not yet.
Well, but they're probably letting her off for a week, which is oh, yeah, support.
Definitely, yes, they're definitely very supportive about the racing. And there's a few times where they've let me have Fridays off because I'm going racing for multiple days. And obviously this week long is a lot to take off.
Yeah.
But they're letting me do it, so I appreciate that a lot.
See, that's better than sponsorship, right?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of businesses out there and say, excuse me, young lady,
choose.
You either go to work or go racing, but you can't do both. So hats off to them. And that's definitely cool. Well, hey, it's always good chatting with you. We wish you all the luck in the world. And if you can, I'll have Brittany, or actually I'll have Scott Delosio reach out to you next week. And if you're able to call back in next Sunday, we'd love to chat with you.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
All right, keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up. And hey, just so you'll know, a lot of people that have called in, once they've called in, they've done very well on the track. So maybe our mojo.
With us.
All right, well, maybe our mojo will do it. And then what I'll do is I need to send you some Racer Radio stickers so we can slap them on the cars as well.
All right.
All right, kiddo.
Best of luck.
Good talking to you. Best of luck. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to listen to another young lady that does nothing but go straight line racing on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs, whether it's a race car, dune buggy, or just a street car. Matt and his team can take care of your car and give you everything you need with a great warranty and a great personality. Check them out, Certified Car Clinic. All right, we got Leah Pruitt, an HRA Top Fuel driver, also with SRT Mopar. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Well, you know, guess what? NHRA has finally pulled the plug. They're starting to race. Yeah, they got limited fans, but all the drivers were just itching to get back out there. And we've got Leah Pritchard. She's online with us, NHRA Top Fuel driver. And it's just a joy. Plus, I've got Brittany Sandoval on the line. Leah, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Just gearing up for the second Indy weekend of the year. Pumped. Definitely ready to rip it in the Mopar Dragster this weekend and factory stock. How are you guys?
We're doing good. So I didn't know you were running factory stock as well. What prompted you to do that?
Well, this would actually be my third, possibly my fourth overall season with Samtech factory stock showdown series. We actually weren't able to run any races yet in the 2020 season, so when we start this Indy second weekend, that's when we'll have our first of eight. And we were the 2018 world champions with Mopar SRT. 2019, we were in the process of developing a new 2020 car, which has kind of been put on the back burner. So we've got our 2019 setup. We're fixing to get out there and give the Copo Camaros and Cobra Jets as much heck as we can. Meanwhile, we've got an incredible new paint livery on the Top Fuel car. Have you guys seen that yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. I was thinking about that. Dave, you're sporting a 2020 Dodge Challenger this week. And then, Leah, you have this beautiful Hellcat Red Eye scheme. Come on, guys. I'm feeling slow. You guys are looking and probably feeling fast this week.
I know that we're feeling fast. So DSR, they actually have
their own in-house livery and printers and all of that. And when and so Dodge, they designed the top fuel car for myself, and of course Matt Higgins that Charger for the Red Eye. So they match each other, and you know mm-hmm. upon Dodge's 797 Red Eye that was mm-hmm. revealed a couple weeks ago. Like, talk about the fastest sedan. Now, I'm not in a sedan, I'm in a dragster, but I love, ultimately, I know what I do is the fastest and most accelerating sport altogether, but when you pair that with a company that not only breathes and lives, that they we share that same audience and we share the same mm-hmm. experience. So I feel like when I'm in the chrome red and the matte black car this weekend, like, I'm just going to feel extra fast. And I feel like I'm mm-hmm. going to be fast for the people. So it's a very cool feeling.
Yeah, it's a beautiful scheme.
So while you've been sitting home getting through this pandemic, I understand you've been working feverishly with a nonprofit. You want to talk a little bit about it?
Sure thing, absolutely. So I live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, about 2.5 hours south of Las Vegas, 3.5-4 hours west of Phoenix. And, you know, the pandemic hit all the states all different times, and there were very few number of food banks in the county that I had lived in. And I thought, man, all right, how do I have a really wonderful following of fans, a great reach through Mopar, Dodge, Hoonigan, and, you know, I'm missing something here. How can I actually help? So Cameo is an app that anybody can download. And let's just say, I don't know, besides myself, they love Snoop Dogg, right? You're like, I'll never be able to get in touch with Snoop Dogg. Well, on this app, you can put in a request to contact with Snoop Dogg, and he'll make a video for you or someone, your friend, and go like, hey, I you love Snoop Dogg. I'd love for him to say, you know, happy 48th birthday and, like, go get him. Good luck running your Challenger this weekend. Make that video for a certain dollar amount. So I put it out there. The opportunity for me to make videos for people, whether it's Good Luck Racing, congratulations on graduating, if you're, you know, sick, you know, how to, you know, let's stay healthy together. So raised over about $3,000 within 10 days of really pushing that out for the food bank in Lake Havasu City, which really was able to feed, I think we were at like 800 families over that 2 weeks because of how low St. Mary's is able to sell, you know, eggs and bread, and the cost of food is so low thanks to them that we were able to feed so many families by the videos that we made from the fans. So it's really a thank you to the fans for participating and making a difference in the people's lives.
That is so.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. A lot of people don't realize, you know, racers are probably the most giving group of people on the planet. I think every single driver, I don't care what sport you're in, always bends over backwards to give back to the community. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I definitely would, and I think that's because we know that we get to take something very unique, and what that is the experience of driving that car. And I believe that the fans and people in general know that, that's what our fans, something very unique and high level is happening, and we're experiencing on both sides of things. And, you know, we can't do what we do and as drivers, what we love, without the fans. And, you know, we can't, if we could put them inside our race car and take them along the track with us, we would. But I think the closest thing we can do is anytime we see an opportunity to make someone's day, to send that picture, digital sign. We had a couple Mopar digital autograph sessions during quarantine. You know, to help people in whatever way that we can when we're not doing one of the most thrilling things in the world. And we are all very grounded, except if we're, like, catching a wheelie out there in the factory stock car. But other than that,
hey, Leah, kind of explain, because I've had a couple people. I was at the dentist this morning. I'm talking to my dentist, and I told him I was interviewing you today. And he goes, you know, what is it when they get out of the car, they're huffing and puffing like they just ran a marathon?
That's funny.
Do you want to explain that to the listeners?
Sure. So the actual runtime of a Top Fuel car and Funny Car from the time you fire it up to turnout at the top end is about 2.5 minutes. So in that, right before then, you have a ton of adrenaline, mm-hmm. and you are practicing your breathing to be able to bring your heart rate down and your breathing down to what you feel is most ideal. And then you've got pretty much 12,000 horsepower firing up in front of you, behind you. And so not only idling with that, burning out with that, moving forward, a lot of high pressure situations on the line, but to be honest, when we hit the throttle, no one is inhaling at that time. I feel like a lot of racers probably leave, you know, the explosion of the throttle on the exhale. So you have the exhale mm-hmm. and you're going 330 miles an hour in 3.7 seconds. And you're having almost six and a half G forces pressed against your body as you're exhaling. It's going to take your breath away.
Literally. Yeah.
And so that is what happens. And so when you pull the parachute, you release the throttle, pull the parachute, you're on the shutdown, you're looking for that wind light. You heard the car next to you, you think you won, you're excited. And at that point, you finally get to take that breath coming in. And on top of that, we're really hotter than heck because we got all those fireproof impact safety equipment on. And then you're excited because you won mm-hmm. and you've got 55 minutes to turn around. And you know that TV is going to give you 15 seconds to get in everything that you want to say. I think that's why it's really condensed. And to that point, like we were told last year, you know, if you've got an interview that's going on 30 seconds, 35, because A, for me, I love to talk about the run or the car, what happened or what that competition sequence was like. And then, of course, you've got your partners and your fans there. And, you know, maybe like we've got our new livery this weekend or, you know, we have limited fans and how cool they were and respecting the mask. Can't fit all that in. And you go over 30 seconds and they cut your interview. So, like, you've got to prioritize after going 330 miles an hour. And then you think about the media side of things. So you got to stay fast paced, and sometimes that's why our lips probably smack really fast at the top end.
Well, and your crew chief is sitting there going, come on, we got to turn around, come on.
Well, if we don't get an interview, that means we're having a bad day. The best scenario is that the team leaves with the race car, goes back to the pit, and we're waiting for one of those beautiful times where we can share our excitement with the fans that can't come to the race, but we're on Fox Sports or Fox Sports One or Fox
yeah.
Network. And that's it's a beautiful thing when you get that TV time, because it's not from like ego time of like what you know be on TV, but like just sharing with the world how great our sport is and the excitement. And I want to give a huge high five to everyone listening, everyone at the NHRA, partners, media alike, that have helped put on what I think was a very successful major league motorsport event with fans at post-quarantine.
Yeah. Totally great. And I just have to throw a little compliment out. Whether you win, lose, make a mistake, don't get a good ET light, you're always very upbeat and positive. Yeah, you kind of beat yourself up a little bit, but you don't blame mm-hmm. anybody other than, you know, if it was your mistake, you step up to the plate and you
yep.
take it. And that's an attribute. Not a lot of drivers will do that. And I think that's a real, you know, testament to you, your teamwork and working with your team. And last but not least, before we go, who's the sponsor on your Top Fuel car?
Well, we've got the Dodge SRT Red Eye Charger this weekend. Loud and proud. So that's who you guys should be looking for, that bright chrome red and that matte black. First one of the finish line four times on Sunday. That's what we're talking about.
All right, well, now I'm done talking to you. I'm going to go jump in my 392 Scat Pack and see if I can have a nice cruise to the mountains today. Leah, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day to call us, and I know you just made Brittany's day.
Yeah,
oh,
pleasure
awesome.
To hear you.
Thank you. Good luck to you, Brittany. Thanks all the fans for tuning in, and you guys have a fast weekend.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.